I was walking by Sackville's old train station the other day, and it made me nostalgic for the days when there were daily passenger trains, and we would join the crowd to see people off or greet new arrivals. Now, of course, the station is almost completely deserted, a reminder not only of the shift to air travel, but also of the way the pandemic has disrupted all our habits of travel. How strange it will be to re-enter those busy scenes once again, whether at old-fashioned railway stations like this, or more likely at massive airport arrival and departure lounges. By coincidence, I came across a wonderful period piece on this subject called The Railway Station, written by Archibald Lampman in 1888, when the railway age was under full steam, so to speak. Although it was likely inspired by one of the big terminals like Union Station in Toronto, the sights and sounds it describes would nevertheless apply even to Sackville's little station in its bustling heyday. More importantly, Lampman captures, in this tightly composed little sonnet, the timeless elements of such travel terminals, the confluence of countless strangers, each at turning points in their lives of arrival and departure, each with fears and desires similar to our own, but with stories of before and after that will never be known. The impulse to speculate on such stories is what makes each of us a poet, as we contemplate the sublime complexity of human experience. The Railway Station by Archibald Lampman. The darkness brings no quiet here, the light no waking. Ever on my blinded brain, the flare of lights, the rush and cry and strain, the engines scream, the hiss and thunder smite. I see the hurrying crowds, the clasp, the flight, faces that touch, eyes that are dim with pain. I see the horse wheels turn and the great train move laboring out into the bourneless night. So many souls within its dim recesses, so many bright, so many mournful eyes. Mine eyes that watch grow fixed with dreams and guesses. What threads of life, what hidden histories, what sweet or passionate dreams and dark distresses, what unknown thoughts, what various agonies.